Just as Elijah hid in the cave expecting to find God, what or where is your cave, your listening space? Where do you seek refuge and listen for God? Terry Hershey spoke with us about this a year ago. He called it sanctuary. He challenged us to find or create a sanctuary, to take time to recharge and listen for that still, small voice. For some of us, quiet time may not be easy. Other things may pop in our head as we are quiet and listen. Sometimes quiet can give rise to self-derived negative thoughts. If this happens, consciously breathe. Breathe in God's love and acceptance, and then breathe out any negative thoughts that may come. Do this over and over and over until you feel God's love. And know if this keeps coming up, it may be time to talk to God about these negative thoughts. It may be time to deal with them. Be sure to know this. God is with us as we deal with all things. Augustine, some say Saint Augustine, said, "The path to knowing God and the path to knowing yourself is one and the same." As we listen and get to know ourselves deeper, we get to know God more deeply. Elijah learned that the Lord was not in the wind, the earthquake, or the fire, but in the silence. I'd like to show you a short clip from the video study that we are hosting that helps us grow deeper as we work through this worship series called Listen. The video is set in a coffee house where folks come together to talk about a topic. Eric Elness is the MC or facilitator. And the guest speaker this week is Skyped in, and her name is Bishop Yvette Flunder. They will briefly be discussing the scripture from 1 Kings. So what they're discussing is in 1 Kings and how it's funny because the other video is working, but not this video. I'm trying really hard to be patient, but it's really hard. Okay, so in this video, and we'll hear it again if it actually gets going, they're talking about how this the earthquake and the fire and the wind are common ways in which we talk about, or scripture talks about, God coming to humanity. And so it's ironic that in this 1 Kings scripture that God is not in any of those things, but in the sheer silence. And then they go on to say that the Hebrew word used for this sheer silence in the common English Bible, it says thin, period, quiet, period. That's how that's translated. But in Hebrew, this this word that is untranslatable to English is fallen powder. Quietly fallen powder. And so for Central New Yorkers, we immediately think of snow, don't we? And so that snow that is coming down and came down last night, I have looked outside at the snow. I don't know if any of you have, and you don't even hear it. Have any of you experienced the snow and it just lightly falls down, but there's no sound? Yeah. And Eric Elness, the MC, says, falls silently and hits the ground and lays to rest on the ground without making a sound, yet it acoustically changes everything. And so, if it changes everything, this reminds me of God. Because God is in the silence. But God acoustically changes everything. God, when we listen, and in the listening, we learn about ourselves and about this loving and accepting God. And then in the video that we could almost saw, Bishop Yvette Flunder goes on to talk about verse 16 in 1 Kings passage, which we didn't read today. So I'm going to read it, and I'm going to stumble through many of the names, just so you know, Angela. She said yesterday she stumbles through a lot of names in the Bible, as do I. So listen as clearly as possible to my stumbling. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 16. Also you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And you shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, as prophet in your place. Did you catch that? As Elijah was listening, God said, I'm going to be replacing you, Elijah, with somebody else. Elijah was listening, and God said, things are about to change. Sometimes listening means we may need to be ready for change in ourselves. I've heard several people tell me stories of how when they least expected it, they became sick and needed to rest. Or they broke an arm or a leg and they needed to rest themselves. And in this forced resting, they heard that still small voice telling them a change was about to come, or gave them a clear answer to their lingering questions about the future. Listening may require stillness, but the clear message may be one of action. I've been struggling with the reality that another 17 people were killed in their local high school last week, and thousands of children and adults will live the rest of their lives with the trauma with emotional trauma as a part of their emotional DNA. I'm personally listening in my cave, in my listening space, for the way in which I must move forward and use my voice. So as we listen during our Lenten season, let us be ready for whatever may come. Maybe we as a church can be listening. Maybe this is a reminder that each of us may need to rediscover our listening spaces and find our caves in which we just need to listen for the sheer silence.